Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Zach Thomas was excellent. He's excellent every time. What are we listening to?
The theme for Friday the 13th, since today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize today was Friday the 13th.
Huh. Okay, Jimmy, you saved yourself after Zach's intro.
Woo, that was nerve-wracking, Jimmy. That Sugar Ray song, that was unlike the intro I had ever heard. And I'm thinking to myself, man, what is Jimmy doing here? And I saw the look on Jimmy's face. Like, Jimmy's like, what am I doing here? And then finally the song kicked in. Everybody was like, oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yes. That's my man, bro. I love Zach.
People are texting in. Can you guys get ZT on a weekly segment? I could hear his stories for years. We would love to. I don't think Zach Thomas is down to do weekly radio. I think he enjoys his life just as it is.
But we like I said, to. He has a lot of couches and beds in his house. I don't think he jump on at 3:30 on a Wednesday.
I'll give you a road to a repeat update sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We've talked about it plenty on today's show. It is now a 3-game series. So you will have a game tomorrow night in Edmonton, which you will hear on this radio station. And then Tuesday, Game 6 is back at the Amerant Bank Arena. We will do the show live there, 8 p.m. puck drop. And then if a Game 7 is necessary, it'll be Friday night in Edmonton. So 3-game series. Bring your best stuff. You got Calvin Pickard in net, I would guess, for Edmonton. Sergei Bobrovsky in net for the Panthers. My money's on Sergei Bobrovsky anytime in the matchup of those two.
You know what? I don't know if I'm isolated on this. I am excited that Tkachuk went to playing last game. Tkachuk got some goals in. He looked good. And so he was like through the playoffs, we heard about, oh, his plus minus is good and all that. No, Tkachuk was out there balling. So I think that's a good sign for the Panthers.
In the first period.
Yeah, I mean, the two quick goals. But that, but that goes back to the same thing I was talking about the other day when I was doing the show with, oh, well, Tua threw for 212 yards, but 80 of them was a bomb, so that doesn't count. Like, he had two goals last night. What's the difference if it came in the first period, the second period, or the third period?
Well, it matters. Like, and look, I'm not throwing shade at Tkachuk.
It doesn't.
Hawk, I think it does. I'm not throwing shade at Tkachuk specifically, but I think the entire Panthers team deserves a little bit of criticism for blowing a 3-0 lead.
No doubt.
And look, like an NFL DB could have 2 interceptions in the first quarter of a game, and that's great, right? Like, that unbelievable. But if you blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, guess what? You're going to be clowned for the rest of your life. Like you have to be able to close out that game
arguing that. I'm specifically saying Matthew Tkachuk. I don't think he got exposed in the second or third period. He had two quick goals in the first period, but I don't think he did anything that was egregiously wrong. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Your stars can't blow a 3-0 lead, but you're playing the best team in the league besides you, who have their own stars. Like, that's the reality of this series. Crowder said it. Game 3 was the outlier. The games are going to look like they've looked. I'm not making excuses for blowing a 3-goal lead at home. Don't get me wrong, but it requires a little context. You didn't blow that lead to Calgary and Jonathan Huberdeau. It's Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah.
But to your analogy, and I'll go deeper, Solana, if a DB has two picks in the Super Bowl, he had an amazing game, even if he gets beat late. Even to OKC with SGA. SGA is dropping 35 a game and they're still losing. Who the hell else is going to step up? Somebody needs to step up there. Where with the Panthers, Tkachuk had two goals to get them up 3-0, and now they have to, as a team, come together and stop that. So you can't score two goals in a game and have me criticize you because you lost a late lead. I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon. I'm not jumping on that bus.
And I gave you the key at the beginning of the show today. Panthers, you want to win game 6 at home in Sunrise Tuesday? Have Matt Mervis bang the drum. Goodness, period. Gracious. End of story. Done deal. Matt Mervis bang the drum. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by the way, the big three in the big three basketball league. I don't know if anybody saw, DJ was showing me yesterday. There's a challenge rule that has been implemented. DJ was showing me an interview with Ice Cube yesterday. So if you want to challenge a foul now, each head coach can challenge one foul during the game in the big three league.
Yeah.
The way the challenge is settled, the two players who were involved in the foul go one-on-one. If the player makes the basket, the foul remains. If you can stop the opposing player one-on-one, the call is overturned.
I love the concept.
It's interesting.
But don't you just play off and let them shoot?
No, because if you stop them.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let you drive and get a layup. I'm going to play off of you and keep jumping at you and make you make a midi.
Right. I wonder if there's a rule. Right. Because it's no fun if the little one-on-one competition is some guy shooting a from the free throw and you're standing under the basket. Like, there's got to be some competition. I wonder if there's
you put your outside foot back and you keep backing up and make him shoot a mid-range jumper. It's a great concept, but I don't know if it's going to be as exciting as the rule says.
I think it kind of is. Oh, that was a foul? Okay, go earn it then.
Right.
Like, go earn it. Hawk, we were talking about this.
But if Michael you have to Beasley, earn it, you should have to get to the basket to earn it, is what Crowder's saying. You can't just fire off a 12-footer.
Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson, they had this one-on-one game.
I saw.
And there were people saying, hey, NBA, get rid of the stupid skills challenge, the stupid dunk contest nobody cares about. Add a one-on-one, a king of the court challenge to the All-Star game. We were kind of talking about that when you're off Wednesday, and I love that, man. Like, I love the idea. Up to 7, one-on-one, king of the court.
I'll tell you why I think one-on-one would work. Because that's when pride gets involved.
Right.
When it's 3-on-3, I'm a third of the team. When it's 5-on-5, well, whatever. There's other guys out here who want to look good. When it's 1-on-1, you are not getting shown up. Now, you would have to agree to participate, but those who agree, if you go 1-on-1, pride is going to get in the way every time, and it's going to be a legit 1-on-1.
Hawk, you brought it up. You brought up my point when you said ego is going to get in the way. ego is going to get in the way of the sign-up list.
Well, that's the problem, yeah.
These bastards won't even dunk anymore. So now they're going to go 101 to 11.
What if?
We're going to see Haywood. We're going to see Haywood Highsmith versus Miles Turner.
But what if you, when you participate, you get to call someone out?
On the list. Go,
hey, no. In the league. I'm Haywood Highsmith. I challenge Kevin Durant one-on-one. Is he man enough? Now, maybe Durant bows out. Hey, I don't want to do one-on-one. Okay. Well, you just turned down a game, a one-on-one game with Haywood Highsmith.
Ooh, that throws something in because now
there's the ego again. I just got called out.
Ego. Back and forth, I'm talking about ego. But I don't think LeBron and Steph and SGA and those guys, I don't think they're going to care because I don't want to use Haywood Highsmith as a punchline, but it's becoming that. I don't think Haywood Highsmith calling out KD gives KD any kind of pressure to go out in there and play.
Yeah, but now you're the guy who wouldn't stand up to the challenge that Haywood Highsmith put out to you?
I'm good, bro. You got it. I'm a Hall of Famer.
What about a guy like Ja Morant, though? Like, Ja will play. There's certain guys who will play one-on-one.
The style of the guy. The one-on-one guy. Donovan Mitchell?
It's everybody now. All the best scorers, they're just hunting mismatches. They're trying to get the mismatch to go one-on-one. That's why I think it's so perfect for like a challenge. A King of the Court challenge, 12 players get in the pool. The games are up to 7. Winner advances, loser is eliminated. And Hawk's right, man. Like that pride takes over.
But why didn't the dunk? Why do no top players play dunk in the dunk
contest?
Because
that's not why we're watching McClure. That's one on none. Like it's a different vibe when you are out there competing against someone one on one. Man, if you've done that all your life, you're just not going to get shown up doing that.
You know what? The last 3 minutes of the All-Star game.
That's when the ego kicks in. Yep.
That's when it would become the last. So give me the ball, get out the way,
or make the All-Star game 3 minutes long.
The score would be 11-6. Like
it'd be a hard 11-6, though.
That's going to be a hell of a game, won't it?
Anyway, I was saying the big three, it's their most anticipated season. They take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. You can get tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Yeah, man, people are very upset with Jason Taylor banging the drum. Not that it's Jason Taylor banging the drum. Obviously, JT, a Dolphins legend. But that it was a Miami Dolphin. Zach Sealer, Panthers loss. Mike McDaniel, Panthers loss. Jalen Waddle, Panthers loss. Last night, Jason Taylor, Panthers loss. There's a trend here.
Mervis. Get Matt Mervis.
Game 6, Channing Crowder.
Mervis.
Crowder.
No, but you're a Dolphin.
Yeah, you're a Dolphin. You fall into the category.
I'm gonna change the trend. Nope.
You're done, man.
Jimmy,
you gotta go.
Me. I'll do it.
You gotta go Marlins / Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The only answer is Matt Mervis.
Jimmy, you sweat out of your clothes if they ask you to bang that drum.
Hey, Jimmy, call the Panthers and see what it takes to bang the drum. See where if there's an application.
Plus, we saw how Crowder, quote unquote, hypes up a crowd.
Yeah, no
for
good.
For the Zach Thomas celebration.
No good.
Okay, Crowder.
No good.
No good.
I hit good. The little button. I yelled, let's go Dolphins twice.
No good.
You know, they say he understood the assignment. You did not understand the assignment.
Because they told me I could only say 4 words. I wanted to amp up and say, it's my big brother, the best ever. Don't say anything. Just yell, let's go Dolphins. Well, that's 3 words.
Jumbo Shrimp -135 favorites tonight, by the way, in Rochester.
What is let's hyphenated for?
Let us.
So it is 4 words.
Let us go Dolphins.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
Let us go, Dolphins.
That is a stupid hyphenation.
Yeah.
Right?
Let us.
Let's.
Huh.
But let us go, Dolphins. That's silly. Let us go, Dolphins. What are we doing for them?
You know what the line is tonight in Indy? Pacers are up 2-1 in that series. Do you know what the line is?
I think we talked about it yesterday. I was surprised. Yesterday I said OKC plus 3. What did I say? 3.5. But I think it was 6 yesterday.
OKC minus 6.
Yeah.
Oh, minus 6. Sorry.
Yeah. OKC, in Indy. That surprises me. I thought it would maybe be even.
I said 2.5 yesterday.
It was like Solana said after they won the second game. It was like, are we missing some of the breadcrumbs here? Like, we're doing this again? Like,
we broke this down yesterday, Hawk. So, first of all, OKC against the spread on the road is 0-8 in the NBA playoffs, which means, which means what?
They're due?
They're due, brother.
And I don't know, man.
Following losses this season, I have to look up the number, but following losses this season, the Oklahoma City Thunder are like the greatest team in NBA history. Like their numbers are stupid. They don't lose. SGA is the best player ever following a loss this season. So
anybody see what Reggie Miller was wearing the other night?
Reggie Miller jersey.
Tucked into jeans.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was Reggie Miller jersey. A hoodie. Over a hoodie.
He's lame.
And the jersey and the hoodie were tucked into his jeans.
He's lame.
I don't think he would argue that.
I watched him on TV. That's lame. And he was raised in a different side of town than most people.
Well, not most people.
Everyone.
No.
I would never
raised on my side of town.
Honestly, if I wasn't getting paid, I would never wear a Crowder jersey anywhere in my life. That is so.
But to
my kids call it cringe.
Right. Yeah.
Do you guys see Davion Mitchell? And I'm not bringing up Davion Mitchell because I love him.
Oh, my God.
But Davion Mitchell.
I thought this was fake.
Me too. Davion Mitchell was spotted. Crowder, this happened after our jersey debate. We had a whole jersey debate.
Are we sure it's real?
This is real. Davion Mitchell gets spotted by a fan who tweets out, I think I saw Davion Mitchell. Takes a selfie with him. Davion Mitchell is out in a Davion Mitchell Heat jersey. His own jersey. Out
at a restaurant in Miami. Public.
That's so lame. That's ridiculously lame, Davion. I like his game.
Normalize wearing stuff that points out who you are.
No, man. You know, funny. It's so funny. I had this conversation with my daughter. I was at Walmart, and it's Father's Day this weekend. And they had a blue shirt with like the Superman symbol, but it said Super Dad. And I bought it. It was $8. So I bought it. It was on sale for $8, $7.99. And I wore it to pick them up from basketball camp the other day. As soon as she saw me, she put her hands in her face in her hands. And I was like, what's up, Ava? She's like, Daddy, that's so cringe. Why would you wear a Super Dad shirt? I was like, because I'm a great dad. You are a good dad, but why would you wear that shirt? I don't even want the shirt anymore. I embarrassed my daughter.
I love it. I saw a great video on social media the other day. The last day of school. So the kid's getting off the school bus, pulls up to the house, the school bus, all the other kids are on the school bus. The dad hired an 80s hair band to play schools out for summer on the front lawn. The bus pulls up and this band just starts firing off schools out for summer. And it's four guys. There's a drum. They're banging their head. And the kid is mortified.
When it swings that fast, it killed me. I thought like Super Dad's about to walk in.
Right.
She's going to run across the court and jump in my arms. She acted like she didn't know me. She went out the other door. She went and got her basketball. I was like, Ava. She was like, this is cringe, Daddy. This is so cringe.
That's funny.
I may or may not have a Super Jew t-shirt in my closet with the same Superman logo and a jump man dunking a Star of David.
Jimmy, I'll pay you $25 to show up at your family dinner in that.
I'd wear the hell out of it. What size is it?
All right. Anything else in the headlines? We're running very late because of Zach Thomas.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Somebody says, by the way, that Reggie Miller was wearing a Mark Jackson jersey.
Still lame.
That a little cooler, though, than wearing your own jersey. Cooler. Yeah, yeah.
But no, you don't tuck in a jersey. What are you going in?
That's lame. That part's lame. I remember Mike Wilbon throwing out the first pitch at Wrigley Field. He had jeans on and a Cubs jersey, but the Cubs jersey was tucked into his jeans.
Are you checking in the third period with 2 minutes left? What are you playing? It's like Solana had them tight ass pants on yesterday with that shirt on. Why do you tuck your shirt in so tough?
Damn, it is a Mark Jackson jersey, by the way.
That's more acceptable, yeah.
But it's still, you don't tuck in jerseys.
Solana loves a deep tuck on his shirts. He has no blousing whatsoever.
No, he likes to, it's straight. It's like spandex. He's an Avenger.
Yeah, I've noticed that before. I think you're right. He does wear the little tutu that buttons at the crotch.
Yeah, he got a leotard on. He steps through the head. He steps through the neck hole.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866. Why are you pulling your shirt out so much? So if you tuck it in, I don't understand that. I never understand.
Blouse it a little bit. It shouldn't be that tight.
Why?
Because it just looks better. It looks.
No, I think it looks better if it's not.
No,
Solana. You embarrassed yourself yesterday.
No, I looked good yesterday.
I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen to me. Yeah, yesterday you embarrassed yourself.
Trust me, I looked good yesterday. Trust me.
No. Who was in the press box with you?
Call them 866-954.
Somebody pointed out on the text line earlier, so essentially you wore a sport coat to watch a hockey game?
Well, it's cold.
No, I know, but a sport coat generally isn't something you wear to a hockey, and you were just there watching the game. You weren't reporting on it.
I was in the press box.
I understand that, but you just went there to watch the game, no?
Yeah.
Do you put on a sport coat to watch a hockey game?
Yeah, but I was in a place of business. Business is
lamer than Reggie Miller wearing his own jersey tucked into jeans.
You're not on TV. What do you need a sport coat for? Like, nobody's going to see you other than you're just random person standing there.
Yeah, I know, but everybody else that's in the press box is dressed for business. They're dressed
because they're working. No, they're dressed for work. They're dressed for work.
Right.
You said when you were home yesterday getting ready to go to the hockey game, you said, "I'm going to stay and watch a hockey game tonight. I better put on a sport coat."
Yeah. It's exactly what I did.
Do football trainers put on pads because they're on the sideline?
They should. Why are managers, baseball managers, the only ones that dress up for the game?
That would be funny. I would love to see Mike McDaniel in a helmet and pads on the sideline.
Tell me Paul Maurice decked out.
He would look good. Mike McDaniel would look ridiculous. Paul Maurice would look good.
That's the culture change the Dolphins truly need. Mike McDaniel dressed like he's ready to go on.
Don't do it, Mike.
866-954-MORE, YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Hot, humid. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This for Super Dad? Good call, Jimmy. Speaking of Father's Day, Canesware, that's a perfect spot to get Dad a Father's Day gift for Sunday if you have not yet done so. Canesware in Davie. Now, of course, maybe you're going to watch the Panthers game tomorrow, or maybe you're going to the game on Tuesday. You got to get geared up. Canesware in Davie is the place to do it. They've got everything. Jerseys, shirts, hats. I mean, anything you desire. We were talking earlier about the Dolphins playing in Spain. I mean, maybe you want to get some new Dolphins gear. Get ready for the season. Inter Miami. You got the club classic starting up. I mean, they got everything at Canesware. But if you're looking for a gift for Dad for Sunday, go to Canesware in Davie tonight, tomorrow, and get dear old Dad something good that he will like. Canesware, they've got a large selection, obviously, of not just Panthers stuff, but Hurricanes items, Dolphins, Inter Miami. They got it all there. So visit the store in Davie, or you could shop online at canesware.com. But honestly, everything from shirts and hats to shorts and jerseys, everything else in between, there's still a lot of hockey to be played. Canesware has you covered better than anywhere else. So go visit the store on University Drive right next to La Spada's in Davie, or shop online at canesware.com. Canesware, the spot South Florida sports fans shop.
Man, I think we did this last year, but if you look at the list of days that are celebrated, Father's Day is like 48.
Yeah, I told Lori and David, I don't want any. First of all, we're going to be back from vacation. We've eaten like pigs, and I don't need to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit around and relax. So don't, no cards, no nothing. I'm good.
Mardi Gras, Earth Day, April Fools.
Earth Day is celebrated more than Father's Day.
I'm on a website right now. Chinese New Year, Memorial Day, St. Patrick's Day. Like, let's not act like Father's Day means anything to anybody.
I'm good keeping it low key. But for those who don't want to keep it low key, get your dad a gift at Canesware.
I did that to counter what I've read on this website that y'all need to respect fathers, man. It's not an easy job.
By the way, Solana is going to be at Carolina Ale House in Weston Wednesday, 5 p.m. for a Club World Cup watch party. He's going to give away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium June 23rd. Inter Miami also plays tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium in the Club World Cup. That kind of kicks off everything, but they will play again on the 23rd, and Solana will give away a pair of tickets every half hour. It's at the Carolina Ale House in Weston next Wednesday. Make sure you go out there, join Solana. It'll be during our show, so you can listen to the show. We'll talk with Solana live there and enjoy some ice-cold beer specials. You can get all the info at WQAM.com.
That's like 12 minutes from my house, so I'm going to come out after the show, Solana, and hang
Let's
with
go.
You.
Love that.
You can go during the show. Do the 5 o'clock hour there with Solana. Just, why not? What do they got? They got a little Wi-Fi. They got a little, I mean... You cut out at the 4:45 break. You'll be there at 5. You'll be good to go.
Hey, Hawk, Weston got money now. I know their Wi-Fi is strong. And well, speaking of Father's Day, Solana can never have a baby, so we just celebrate the soccer.
Solana, would you like to rebut that?
Yeah, he's been saying that a lot. That are you saying I don't know how to make a baby? Is that what you're saying? Or my swimmers just don't have enough swim in them to make a baby?
I think you know how. I think you know the process, but I think you have a weak foundation. Your body has a weak foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I don't know if you had any action when the action is ready to action.
Well, I'll give you a little advice. Don't show up for Friday night or Saturday night lovemaking in that sport coat. Save that for the hockey games.
Yeah, and you got to turn on the woman like you're not turning on anybody. Valentina doesn't like that crap.
Trust me, that sport coat, it turns around,
works.
Man.
It works 99% of the time. It works 100% of the time, or whatever the line is.
Yeah.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. And so we'll give you the headlines. We'll talk a little Panthers and we'll get you into the weekend just right. So don't go anywhere. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next. What are you doing?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You have part of your ass on your foot.
Not a deformity, it's a skin graft. Huh.
It's a deformity. I hate to break it to you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.